From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. There were especially bloody battles today in the western Libyan city of Zawiya. It's hard to tell exactly what happened since most Western journalists have been locked out of the area. But reports suggest at least several dozen people were killed by government forces. NPR's David Green, who's in neighboring Tunisia, says residents describe a government massacre.
Witnesses in Zawiya say Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's government forces brought tanks into the streets, determined not to let rebels dig in. While Western journalists have been reporting on events in Libya's east, in and around Benghazi, Gaddafi has mostly kept reporters out of the West. Britain's Sky News, one of few Western news outlets in Zawiya, quoted a doctor in the city who said he was taking injured residents to the hospital when tanks or snipers fired on his ambulance. The doctor said 16 people were killed by government forces in Zawiya's main square, and he said a dozen others died after arriving at a hospital. Gaddafi's government, meanwhile, released footage of Zawiya on state TV to claim their tanks had taken firm control of the city center. Zawiya lies between the Tunisian border and Tripoli, the Libyan capital. Tripoli would be more vulnerable if Gaddafi lost Zawiya to the rebels. David Green, NPR News, Zarzis, Tunisia.
The U.S. is working to repatriate more than 130 foreigners fleeing Libya. Two Marine KC-130s and two Air Force C-130 cargo planes are picking up Egyptians who crossed the Libyan border into Tunisia. They're being flown to Cairo. Egyptian state security forces are the latest target of demonstrations in that country. Merritt Kennedy reports the state security building in Alexandria was stormed by protesters.
Hundreds marched on the state security headquarters in Alexandria. Clashes broke out between protesters and police that left at least two people injured. There are reports that state security may have been attempting to destroy documents before protesters gathered around the building. Egypt's state security has long been criticized by human rights organizations for its activities under former President Hosni Mubarak. For NPR News, I'm Merritt Kennedy in Cairo.
The UN's top human rights official says the human rights situation in Ivory Coast is deteriorating. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the High Commissioner is urging nations to maintain pressure on disputed President Laurent Gbagbo to leave office. Most world leaders say he lost to opposition leader Alassane Ouattara in November.
Navi Pillay blames most of the abuse on security forces loyal to Laurent Gbagbo. But her spokesman Rupert Colville says there's increasing evidence both sides are involved in human rights violations, including rapes, abductions, and killings.
Families of high-profile individuals known to be politically active have been specifically targeted. And there are also reports that media organizations seen as being pro-Ouattara have been threatened.
Colville says hate messages are continuing to be broadcast against the UN, leading directly to attacks on UN staff and vehicles. The UN estimates 365 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced since mid-December. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
This is NPR. Police in southwest Louisiana are blaming a tornado for the death of one woman in the town of Rain today. Several others were injured. Acadia Parish Sheriff spokesperson Maxine Trahan says the woman died after a tree fell on her house. 1,500 people have been evacuated due to natural gas leaks caused by the tornado. The 39th annual Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race started today in Anchorage, Alaska. NPR's Allison Key says the defending champion is going for his fifth consecutive win.
Cheering fans and barking dogs rocked the streets of Anchorage at the ceremonial start of the world's longest sled dog race. Fans shouted good luck to their favorites among the 62 teams taking on the 1,150-mile race to the Bering Sea city of Nome. Cancer survivor Lance Mackey has 11 new dogs on his team, but he told KTUU-TV he sees no reason he can't win.
I'm realistic in the fact I'm not going to win every race I enter, but I honestly believe this year I have a better chance than I've ever had in the past.
Mackey's 19-year-old stepson Kane Carter says he's going for the Rookie of the Year award. The winner is expected to take about 9 days to finish once the real race starts on Sunday. Allison Keys, NPR News.
Authorities say the man they call the East Coast rapist tried to hang himself in his cell and is now in a Connecticut hospital. New Haven police say Aaron Thomas should survive his suicide attempt. He will also undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Officer Joe Avery says it is not clear how long Thomas will remain hospitalized. Thomas is suspected of raping at least 17 women over a period of 12 years from Virginia to Rhode Island. Authorities link Thomas to the rape cases with a tossed cigarette. The DNA on the used cigarette matched up. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.